Good afternoon. I'm Jeannie Ang. I'm professor of health behavior and health education at the University of North Carolina Gilling School of Global Public Health. I'm also the principal investigator for our We Are Brothers Keeper.
I'm Reverend Leonard Williams, project coordinator with Carolina Shaw Partnership for the Elimination of Health Disparities. Jeannie and I would like to acknowledge each person named here who had made an important contribution to the training of the Brothers Keepers Navigators as a part of our CBPR partnership. Moses Goldman from Shaw University Divinity School, Eddie Eubanks and Jerry Gregory from UVE, Kevin Wu, Ama, Emejay, and Mohammed Jalou and Shola Dada from UNC, Barbara Pringle, Wayne Sherman from Orange County Health Department. Co-directors for the Carolina Shaw Partnership are Dan Howard and Paul Godley from UNC. Brothers Keeper has been supported with two grants from the National Center for Minority Health and Disparities and National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
All right, so obviously we have no financial disclosures to make, and just want to go on as to say that what we're going to do right now, Leonard and I are going to discuss the implications of a male lay health advisor intervention to increase adherence to CBD care that's informed with biblical principles. We're going to identify three key principles for implementing a male lay health advisor intervention, and then we will recognize potential benefits and challenges of engaging African American men as lay health advisors.
This photo is of a rural black church in North Carolina taken by a navigator who said, "I see this as a foundation of African American community that I think it would be the major source of dissemination of information in an effective way. Studies have observed health effects from African American church membership. Four explanations have emerged: historic and central role of the black church in African American communities, strong link between faith, health, and within doctrines and principles of the black church, acceptability of addressing educational, physical, and social issues in church settings. 70 to 90% of black churches provide services such as food and clothing distribution, health programs, elderly support programs, daycare, substance abuse programs. Efficacy of bringing health education to people within the context of their beliefs. Not surprising, therefore, that 90% of faith-based health programs are directed towards African Americans, but few have been informed by the theological doctrines and biblical principles of African American churches."
All right, so these are some data that we collected from our telephone interviews with up to five church leaders from each of the 11 largest black churches. There are a total of 26, and we did interviews with the largest ones, with the greatest proportions of adult male members in the congregation, obviously because we were conducting a male lay health advisor intervention. We need enough men in each church to measure their church. And this, we wanted to measure their church's readiness to engage in research with Brothers Keeper. The dimensions measured were readiness to commit to Brothers Keeper, readiness to implement Brothers Keeper, and readiness to assess Brothers Keeper effects. 46 church leaders were interviewed, and representing an 85% response rate. Nine were Baptist churches. Nine were Baptist, one was African American Methodist Episcopal, and one was a United Holiness Church. The mean attendance at these particular churches for a typical Sunday were about 171 members, of whom a mean proportion of which were 31% adult men. So from these data, we then selected the four with the highest readiness scores. And of the four, two were Baptist, one was AME, and one was United Holiness Church. So our Brothers Keeper Intervention Committee then adapted the Natural Helper Lay Health Advisor Intervention model from another study called Men as Navigators for Health, which Elvira referred to initially, which was a project designed for African American men in North Carolina and was based on the concepts of social networks and social support. Brothers Keeper Navigators are natural helpers among men in the black church. They're identified by their pastor as active church members who are sought by others for advice and help. These natural helpers completed the Brothers Keeper training program, and then they participate in monthly activities. Each navigator then recruits 5 to 6 men who have been diagnosed with heart disease and or stroke to assist them in following their CBD care plan by monitoring their blood pressure, by weighing them, recording information from their pedometers, and connecting them to their nutritionist and a public health nurse at the health department. Brothers Keepers, the keepers who are assisted do not need to be members of these churches. Then the navigators' roles are to serve as health advisors. They provide information about heart disease and services available in the local health department. They also serve as opinion leaders, influencing the beliefs and activities of men with heart disease to adhere to their care plan. And they also serve as community activists, that is, engaging their church and the health department to be responsive to the needs of men with heart disease. Few lay health advisor programs focus on men, however, and even fewer are faith-based. So who are they helping? The navigators are these keepers are African-American men, as I said, who are diagnosed with heart disease and stroke. They need to have a prior relationship with the navigator, so they could be a friend, a coworker, a relative, a neighbor. And they may or may not be a member of the same church or any church in Northern Orange County, but they do need to live in the county. So our Brothers Keeper, Navigator Training Manual was adapted by 3 ordained ministers, 1 deacon, 1 public health nurse, and 2 public health researchers. And then we were assisted by 3 graduate assistants. We created 5 modules for a total of 15 hours of training that covered the overview of the Brothers Keeper Project, what is heart disease and stroke among black men, what is the role of the navigator, then how does one take measures of the keepers, and then the evaluation, how do we know if what we're doing works. The content and training activities for each module were informed by the findings that Mimi and Shola and Kian had described from the participant observations. It also was informed by the telephone interviews that we conducted with the church leaders, 5 from each of the churches. And we conducted 22 items from the Interdenominational Theological Center's Faith Communities Today survey, as well as the 19-item readiness scale. We also used the Divinity School Library materials for journal articles and books, such as Beyond the Gates of Gilead by Zachary Mills, 2008. You won't find this at the UNC Health Sciences Library, so it was important to go to the Divinity School Library. And then we also used in scripture from the Bible. And the trainers then who conducted the training were a public health nurse, who is in this picture, this is Jerry Ann Gregory, a deacon, Eddie Eubanks, an ordained minister, Leonard Williams, and a researcher, myself.
All right. The Navigator's Training Manual included essential Bible themes that supported the importance of the church and faith in men's health and healing. Scripture triggers assisted in capturing the minds and developed synergy among the group participants in combating the pestilence of heart disease and stroke. For example, 1 Corinthians 3:16-17 says, "Don't you know that yourselves are not are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? For God's temple is scarce and you are that temple." And also John 3:1-2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, that your body may keep well, even as I know your souls will and be prospered." I will briefly review each principle. Health and faith, are they the same entity? The importance of equipping navigators with skills and recruiting, we called it health witnessing, was essential during this intervention. Encouraging, engaging, and fostering the strengths of the navigators in health evangelism toward other black men could be very promising in faith-based health promotion. This right here, this is something that that I shared with the brothers in one of our meetings from Rabbi Byron L. Sherwin. It's called Crafting the Soul. And what this was basically the spiritual and physical checkup list. And it kind of went through each stage of a physical. And what we were trying to do was to prick the hearts of the brothers so they can really understand how their faith and health kind of lines up. For example, I'm just going to talk about standing naked. Usually when you talk about standing naked in a doctor's office, you're vulnerable, you're cold, you're not familiar with your surroundings. And I think a lot of men were able to relate using the stages of a physical and incorporating their faith in each step. Next. In addition, we discussed strategies for recruiting keepers through using situational role playing, because navigators stressed how difficult it was to recruit black men as keepers. Using biblical principles with the concept of help witnessing introduced spiritual ideas to assist navigators in recruiting their keepers. For example, and we encourage navigators to keep in mind that when they need to pray before they do any type of health witnessing, and not approach keepers as, what are you doing wrong? Because you will lose them. Oh, they want me to read scripture? Okay, go back. They know the word. That's why they're here. Health witnessing. Exodus 15:26 says, if you give careful attention to the voice of the Lord your God, do what is right in his sight. Give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Amen. Amen. That's the preacher in me, y'all. Y'all know it's going to come out. You can't be reading all this word and it just don't come out. All right. In John 5:1-7, Jesus arrives in Jerusalem and he sees a crippled man laying by the pool. When Jesus asks him if he wanted to be well, the man replies, there's no one to carry me to the pool. Jesus says to the man, rise up and take your bed and walk. Immediately, the man is healed and is able to pick up his bed and walk to the temple. When Jesus later finds the man at the temple, he says to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. By Jesus instructing the crippled man to get up and walk, he shows that the man has had a part in his own healing process. And then we talked about the curing healer that provides a quick fix to others and problems, and a caring healer that addresses all aspects of the problem, including its roots. A caring healer understands the struggles of those who he works with because he shares a specific similar experience that he is also wounded. This is another thing that came out. Can we go back one more? This was an exercise that when the brothers had shared with me that they were having a lot of issues with recruiting keepers and as far as them not wanting to return to the doctors. And what I did was on the flow chart, I just put doctors on one side and pastors on the other, and I had the brothers just go ahead and give me the things that a doctor would do and give me some things that a pastor would do. And you can see they're kind of the same as far as doctors being a body fixer, pastors being a spiritual fixer, doctors preaching healthy behaviors, pastors preaching the word, doctors being that counselor, giving advice, giver. Also, pastors being a teacher, counselor, advice giver, and prescribes medication, being a caregiver, and also pastors being a caregiver. This was something that the men had developed within our group session.
And so, in some of the lessons to be gleaned from just this one particular training that we've introduced was from our focus on informing an intervention to improve African American men's adherence to their CBD care plan with their sacred tools of the black church, are that the pulpit really can have the power to take the poisonous material of suffering and minister a powerful healing balm to suffering, which is God's sacred temple. And second, that God is a caring healer, as opposed to a curing healer, who expects humans not only to look out for our own interests, but also for the interest of others. In the next presentation, Eddie Eubanks and Mohammed Jallo, our project coordinator and our research assistant, will present the findings from the process evaluation that we conducted pretty meticulously during this training of lay health advisors.